Chad Clifton's getting treatment right now. You know, with the extra day, we'll see if he'll be ready for Thursday practice. Dr. McKenzie is not sure yet. So, feels better today than he did yesterday.
Mike, you said you just didn't look good yesterday. Can you be specific on what you saw that you didn't like?
Didn't look healthy. You know, Chad is he's been having an issue with his knee, and we need to get him healthy because I thought it was affecting the way he was playing.
Like, you were careful with him throughout training camp, and then you took that Thursday, Friday, give him off on or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, give him off on Friday. What's Dr. McKenzie telling you is going on? I mean, what happened?
He's played a lot of football. I mean, he's had a number of surgeries, both knees, shoulders, and it's some wear and tear, and we just feel that we need to treat him accordingly. They're trying different things, and we'll hope he'll be ready for Chicago. There's really nothing else to talk about.
Mike, if he isn't 100%, are you just better off waiting until he gets 100%?
I mean, what is 100%? I mean, this is the National Football League, so we'll evaluate Chad. We have a lot of history with Chad. The medical staff has a lot of history with Chad, and when we get him to the point where we feel that he's ready to go, he'll go. He's our starting left tackle. He's battling through a rough spot right now medically. So, and we have Brian Bulaga getting ready, and I thought Brian played well with his opportunity yesterday.
Mike, with it being a longer week, if you do have to get a rookie ready to play left tackle, is that a little better situation?
It helps you. It helps you from a day, you know, one more day of preparation. So, we'll take advantage of that. And I'm sure Brian will take a lot of the practice reps this week. So we'll make sure Brian's ready, and we'll do what we need to do to get Chad ready.
Mike, you mentioned after the game yesterday that you wanted to watch the film to see how the line did with the run blocking after you watched tape.
Watch the tape. I thought the run game was okay, kind of consistent with what I said yesterday after the game. I thought the front side blocking was where it needs to be. I think we can get a little cleaner, do a little better job on the backside, and then when you get that coordinated, I think it cleans it up for the backs. We missed some decisions, but I thought overall, as far as the run blocking unit and the running from the backs, I thought we were just okay, solid.
Like Garrett mentioned after the game that, you know, it was good enough to really upset the play-action pass. Is that kind of a litmus test here until you can get somebody really going in that position?
It always starts up front, and I'm fully aware of what the numbers are, but if you don't run the football effectively, on paper, it affects half of your passing game because as we plan and game plan for teams, you start with your run game, and then you go through your action passing game, and then you have your drop back game. So it's no different going into a team that we're getting ready to play with Chicago. I mean, you have to have the ability to run the football because they do a very good job of the way their defense is built against drop back passing. So I'm not looking to run the ball just to set up the pass. Now I'm sure some of you may disagree with me. I mean, when we run it, we want to run it very well. When we want to throw it, we want to throw it well. But you talk to any offensive lineman, when you're kicking and sitting doing drop back all day and don't have any threat of play action or any attempts of action passing game in your game plan, that's tough duty for an offensive lineman.
Like Joe was explaining to us that he didn't want to.
I'm sorry, who?
Joe
Philbin. Okay.
He didn't want to take Brandon and Bill from then giving him 25 carries. But is that kind of your thought process to build him up so he's going to be your primary ball carrier, or are you okay with going with the kind of committee approach for the next several weeks?
I mean, frankly, if you take the snaps the way we played here in the past, it has been by committee. Now whether the run game was not because Ryan Grant had the bulk of it, I mean, really our plan of how we utilize the running backs as far as how many plays they play in the game is very similar to our approach in the past. Now, Ryan Grant didn't play on third down all the time. Brandon Jackson does. I had never had an intent and will not, going further to see Brandon Jackson carry the ball 30 times in the game. I mean, Brandon also plays on third down and plays a lot in our sub packages. So it's important. It's a long season. We're not trying to play one running back, you know, 55, 60 plays in a game and have the other two or three sit on the sideline. We've never played that way.
Mike, did you see many occasions or any occasions where you had a chance for some explosive runs?
Explosive runs?
Yeah, did you see any that were missed?
Well, I think, if you sit there and freeze the film and say, oh, my goodness, there's a hole there. But, I mean, you know, I can't also project if the defender is not going to get off the block as it gets on the second level. So, I mean, it's a responsibility of the run blocking unit to create the opportunity for the running back to get to the second level, and the second level is on the running back. So, I mean, that's the way we look at it. We were okay. It was not to the standard that we feel we can play. We need to do a much better job as we get ready for Chicago.
Can you talk about your special teams and how the strides have made in these first two games, both in production, the penalties are down, and I guess across the board, it's just looking pretty good for you guys.
We played two games. I was pleased with the special teams till the end there. You know, you had the sideline returns that came out against our kickoff coverage that, we were very effective early in the game with it. So just had a couple of individuals that, did not – get off blocks, and lane integrity, and things like that. But I think overall we're off to a good start. You can go through each phase, and I think that's a big part of coaching. When you're trying to accomplish improvement in a certain area, you emphasize it. We've obviously spent more time in the area of special teams. We've changed some things we do schematically and fundamentally in special teams, and so far as two games, we're off to a good solid start. But there's still a lot of football left.
Can you talk about Jordy as a kick returner? It seems like it's suddenly started to click here these first
few games. Well, I think we're doing a better job tailoring to Jordy, too. I think our kickoff returns are more suited for Jordy Nelson's return style, too. And I think that's a part of the adjustments I felt that we made in the offseason. I think Jordy's been making very good reads with the football. And I think we're doing a much better job fundamentally, blocking in the return game than we did last year. And as already been stated, the holding penalties was a big negative for us last year, and it's all about fundamentals. I can't say enough of our players have done a very good job with the fundamental work, and we need to continue to get better.
I'm not trying to get you to give away secrets, but
you're going to ask anyways, all right?
Well, you can tell me anything, but what does that mean that you have tailored it more for Jordy? Can you kind of give us a layman's definition of what that means?
I think it's obvious. I think certain returners are better at certain schemes. I mean, it's no different than zone blocking and pattern blocking, as we like to talk about in here in the run game. So it's no different in a return game.
Mike, how do you prepare for Chicago with the new offensive coordinator? How do you split looking at what he's done in places in the past versus the personnel?
Oh, we have two games, of regular season to look at Mike Martz's offense. From what I'm told, they're conservative in the preseason, but we'll still look at that. We spend time in the off season with working on our division games. These are the most important games. This is a huge rivalry game, Monday Night Football. So, we'll be ready for that. But Mike has a history in this league. There's things that he likes to do. He's done a good job everywhere he's been. So, Dom Capers has a history, and we'll just look at all those things and come up with a good game plan.
Mike, do you expect anybody to miss practice to start the week besides Clifton? Anybody
expect to miss practice? Chad is. We'll see how he responds to treatment. Brad Jones, I think he's going to be okay. So, he may be limited Thursday. Nick Collins with the hip flexor, we'll probably be smart with him Thursday and Friday. But other than that, I think we're going to be okay. I'm still waiting for more information on Desmond Bishop and Corey Hall, and hopefully Mike Neal can go too.
So, Roger, was this a minor thing yesterday?
Just saw BJ for come in. I think he's going to be fine.
Mike, on the challenge that you lost,
it's a bad challenge.
Was the clock running down?
No, it's a bad challenge. I should never challenge it. The clock was running down. Got some advice that I shouldn't have taken, and especially when the guy in my ear was telling me he was out of bounds. So it was a poor poor challenge. I shouldn't have challenged it. I should have took the time. My intent was just to take the timeout. We were down to 6 seconds on a 40-second clock when I made the decision, so I should have took a timeout there.